I love you, Chloe.
I love you, Daddy.
Are you ready for fits in the morning?
Ready as I can be.
Hey. Are you ready for fits in the morning?
Out of bed and brush your teeth.
Hey. Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Have my tea with a C. Are you ready? Are you ready to start your day?
Oh, yeah.
Fits in the Morning is live from the Bull Radio Hub for Monday. It's July 15th, 2019. And let me be the first to welcome you to a beautiful Northwest morning. Got a little drizzle, just a little bit. I'm going to give you a little Doppler update. Don't worry about it in just a second. Let's see who is here in the studio today. Oh, looky there, everybody. His name is Drew, and he's here.
How is there so much going on today? Got Kenny on the horn at 6:45. Fitz is giving away his Black Max bike at 7:40. This is jam-packed today.
That's right. And you just completely destroyed my tease.
Drew!
Just kidding. You're right. Can we repeat that one more time?
Kenny Chesney on the horn to world premiere his new song at 6:45 right here and only here.
I'm very excited about that. A little bit nervous, too. Yeah. Anytime you're doing Skype chat, you're just hoping everything's going to work out on our end from a technical standpoint. Ryder the Young, what's up with you, my friend?
I never want to see a set of stairs in my life again.
Yeah, what's going on with the elevators today?
Yeah, I don't know. I decided to wear a sweatshirt and I had my laptop bag on me and the elevator wasn't working, so I had to
keep going.
Walk up the stairs and the stairwell, and after about seven flights, I decided I never wanted to walk again.
But Ryder the Youngin, did you think maybe if you had this on your headphones in the background, you'd be able to go up those stairs no problem?
Yeah, you know what? I should have thought that through.
This is Blanco Brown, the Get Up. He's going to be here today.
Ryder had to get up the stairs. Apparently best friends with Kenny Chesney, our man, the Fit.
That's right.
To the left, to the left. To the right, to the right.
Hey, real quick, we are having the Blanco Brown Get Up Challenge. We've been asking people all weekend to, like, post your video doing the Get Up, post it on our page, and so many people are already coming up to the Longhorn Lounge today, including Blanco Brown. I'm looking for a couple of things. If anybody knows any Seagals, have them call me. We need a couple of Seagals for the video. I think that'd be cool with Blanco Brown. And there was one more thing. Huh? Oh, yeah, line dancers. Yeah, you're allowed to talk. You're allowed to say.
Good job, Drew.
You're gesturing line dancing.
In the corner, yeah.
Line dancers, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that'll work. So if you're you know, a line dancer and you want to come hang out with us and Blanco Brown, give us a call at 833-822-BULL. And a couple of Sea Dogs.
Oh, yes, please.
Seahawks dancers.
That made me feel way better.
But they're not the Seagals anymore. They've changed their name from the Seagal.
That's right. They are now the Seahawks dancers.
So you could be a Seagal and a Sea Dude.
Sea Guy.
Take it down now. Bring it up now. Bring it up now.
See, I don't know. I'd love to crank this. I love this. This is a jam.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody nervous about Blanco Brown today on the show?
I'm extremely nervous because we're going to be dancing with him, and I'm not a great dancer.
Yeah. let's get to the, first caller of the show. In just a moment, I want to say hello to Carl from Joint Base Lewis McCord. Hey, what's up, Carl?
Fitz, good morning. What's going on, buddy?
Man, how are you doing?
Good. How you doing?
How you doing? I'll tell you what. The highlight of my weekend, I got to go to the Lakeview Summerfest, which is really, really amazing, and I got to hang
out.
Huh?
Lakewood.
Sorry, what did I say?
Lakeview.
Oh, Lakewood Summerfest. There was like 45,000 people there. And in that park.
Was that down at Steeligan Park?
That's right. That's exactly where it was. And the second Striker Brigade Combat Team, 2nd Infantry Division was right there, and I got to hang out with him, look at the Strikers, and it was insane. Yeah, pretty cool, man.
Pretty cool pieces of equipment.
They really are. They let me take a peek inside, and they even asked if I wanted to get up in it, and I was a little bit scared, too. But yes.
Did you fit?
I actually did fit. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah, I actually did. But thank you so much for your service, my friend, and what you do every single day.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, everybody have a peek in the pit from their weekend real quick. Hey, Drew, what was the peak of your weekend?
My peak started as a pit. My little doggy was sick at the end of the week last week. We got him into the vet. They opened an appointment at 9 a.m. on wow. Saturday for us, and we got him in there. And you know what? He checked out. Everything's good. They think he just had an upset stomach. So that what started as a peak turned into a pit. Or excuse me, what started as a pit turned into a peak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Ryder, the youngin'?
You know, weekend wasn't actually that bad. The whole peak of it was hanging out and actually getting a lot more sleep than I thought I was going to get. I know how they like to say that you work mornings, that messes with your sleep schedule, but I had no problem sleeping about 18 hours this weekend.
For me, on Saturday, I was at the Lakewood Summerfest, so the peak, definitely hanging out with the military. That was really cool, getting to check out those strikers. Wow. The pit, I don't know if you saw it, they put me in one of these big bubble balls down there at Lakewood. And about 27 kids assaulted me with their bubble balls.
Fair game once you're out there.
Oh, man, they jacked me up.
And now, here's my daddy.
It's time for your
Why Are You Kidding Me? Stories of the Day.
I really hope you had a fantastic weekend, everybody. Really, really do. Say what's up to 96459. You can text us right there. I'm going to take you out of New York City.
New York City!
And things turned into darkness. Guys, did you hear about what happened in New York City? The power was out for about 72,000 people in New York for a couple hours on Saturday night. People were freaking out, obviously. Social media was going crazy. It actually happened right in the middle of J-Lo's concert. I found out that happened, too. one cool thing about this, there's a whole bunch of Broadway shows that were going on. They went out in the street to perform.
No.
Yeah. It was really, really beautiful. Something else that came out of this, all these, just civilians jumped in the middle of the street. New Yorkers started directing traffic because there wasn't any power. So these normal New Yorkers just get out there in the middle of the street. They did it. Broadway people went out in the street. They're performing for people to sort of provide like this sense of calm.
So people were directing traffic around the Broadway play.
That's right. Hey, can't you see we got Lion King going on over there?
We're performing here. That's what directing traffic means. They really just went out and yelled at the cars.
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
Hey!
This is the big scene.
Yeah. Here, I have some exclusive What Are You Kidding Me audio.
Investigation to identify what may have caused it. That will follow later today.
During the press conference, the power comes back on.
How do you feel about
good job, good job. I feel just as well as everyone.
Anyway, yeah, you can hear the excitement. Of course, today when something like that happens, though.
Oh, what do you say?
Well, people get freaked out.
Yeah,
people start thinking, probably the worst. Yeah. Page two.
What are you kidding me?
Out of England, dad of the year. You gotta love all those dads who, and moms who throw out the most ridiculous names for their children. A couple in England named their kids Jack Daniel.
What?
and there's a daughter, Tia Marie. But, and I'm talking about like Jack Daniels. They say it has nothing to do with alcohol and they don't drink. They just like the name.
Well, technically, it is just two first names, Jack and Daniel.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Walker, Texas Ranger.
I don't know if I buy it, though. I think they definitely went for the Jack Daniels theme.
Yeah.
Well, that's England. Jack Daniels is probably more of a novelty there.
Do they drink? Where did Jack Daniels originate? Wasn't it like Kentucky or Tennessee?
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Yeah, that's real live American bourbon.
All right, then. There you go, folks. You got the...
What are you kidding me?
Stories of the day. And Kenny Chesney will be live with us at 6:45. He's picked the bull to world debut his song. We will see you at 6:45 for Kenny. And then after the show today, check out who's going to be here. Blanco Brown is going to be here live at the Longhorn Lounge doing our own Get Up Challenge. From what I understand, we're going to have bunch of people showing up over the weekend. People were posting their videos. Did you see that?
Yeah, they asked everybody to submit their videos, and if they were good enough and they knew how to dance it, they were coming into the Longhorn Lounge to come dance with Blanco Brown and us.
That's right.
And most of them are going to be better than me anyways.
We're still looking for a couple of seagulls if you want to come dance, and a couple of what do you call it? Line dancers. We need some line dancers.
Yeah.
We tried to get Drew to do some line dancing, but we immediately figured out no way.
Yeah, I could have told you that was going to happen. I tried to warn you.
You know what? That's a tough one. I mean, line dancing is tough. It takes a
to
skill.
Me, all dancing is tough.
Yeah, me too, to be honest with you.
Oh, come on.
What time is Blanco Brown going to be here today?
It's supposed to be sometime after the show. I can tell you that.
So it's from 9 a.m. till midnight, apparently.
Hey, Blanco, if you're on I-5, can you call us at 833-822-BULL?
He was
doing some stuff in Portland yesterday.
He was, yeah. He was hanging out down there. Now he's on his way north. So
he's on his way.
Most likely he's on I-5. Round you go.
It's time to show. We got a crazy amount of videos submitted on our Facebook page over at facebook.com/989TheBull.
Fits in the morning. If it's happening in the Northwest, you'll hear it here first. The Hourly Bulletin is on.
New Country 98.9
The Bull.
All right, 627. Drew is standing by. What's up?
There's a big old wildfire in Grant County right now. It's burning fast and at this point basically burning out of control. Now, it's burnt about 5,000 acres as of Sunday afternoon. They are going to be working on it today with aircraft. Now, this isn't a forest fire. This is actually a sagebrush fire. If you don't know what Grant County is, that's the area around where the gorge is over there. So picture that landscape, that sort of dry, brushy, grassy landscape. Well, a bunch of it's on fire right now. They had some evacuations scheduled, so they want people in the area to keep an eye. But they said if you're boating, because a lot of people are down on the Columbia boating right there, you got to watch out for the aircraft that'll be swooping down and sucking water out of the Columbia.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, right?
You have to be. Yeah, that would be cool to watch.
Yeah, so if you're a swimmer, watch out. And speaking of boating safety, three people had to be rescued by the Seattle Police Harbor Patrol on Lake Washington Saturday after a two-boat collision. That doesn't happen that often, but two boats collided. They don't have all the details, but one person had a head injury, was transported to Harborview. Pretty serious incident on the water there, so they're investigating it like any other car accident.
It's time for County Wars. It's a battle of pride on this ride. The battle begins now. Fitz in the morning. New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
Everybody, I hope you had a fantastic weekend. County Wars is on. I got to say that Claire is taking the day off today. So, all right, let's kick it off with our current record. Drew, what's it looking like?
Pierce County sitting on top with 6, but this is a competitive month. King County's got 3. Snohomish has 2. Grace Harbor County has 2. Skagit, Kitsap, and Mason all have 1 on the board.
All right, Ryder the Young, and what's today's prize?
A pair of Brett Young tickets on August 27th at the Evergreen State Fair.
Time to meet our fierce county competitors right now. All right, let's say hello to Chris from Belfair representing Mason County. What's up, Chris?
Oh, I'm doing good, Fit.
Awesome, my friend. And I want to say hello to Ashley in Port Orchard, representing Kitsap County. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you, too.
And hey, my buddy Chris, I understand, Chris, you've been trying to play County Wars for a long time.
I have.
Well, good. But my brother, I've
been calling and calling and calling.
Well, dude,
I hope he's ready to go down.
Oh! Ashley's calling you out, Chris.
You got that heat.
All right, let me explain the rules to you guys. Best 2 out of 3 wins, and your buzzer is your name. So if you know it, say your name really, really loud, and you must let me finish the questions, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
Let's play County Wars. It really does pay to listen to the show. Which member of this show has actually taken a day off?
Chris. Claire.
That is correct, Chris. Woo! First point.
Uh-oh, Ashley, he's coming for you.
Oh, no.
What magnitude was the earthquake that struck Everett early Friday morning? Closest?
Oh, Ashley.
Ashley.
4.6.
That is correct.
Whoa!
Boom, way to come back. Way to back up that talk.
Knows what she's doing.
All right, again, it really does pay to listen to the show and know the show. On Friday's City versus Country segment, which girl did Matt from Kent choose? City girl
Ashley.
Amanda or, oh my God, Ashley?
Amanda.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Okay. Or country girl Christina.
Ashley.
I'm going to go with Christina.
Well, that's not fair. I said my name before he did.
That's right. She did. Now, hang on a second. I'm going to throw it to the producer and room manager right now. He's going to have to make this decision.
Don't I get my chance to answer?
I think under the strict rules of the guidelines of County Wars, since she did get the wrong answer, he does get first crack at a second answer. So, Chris, your answer is?
Tina.
That is correct, Chris. That's 2 points, and that is the win.
Now,
darn it.
Hey, Ashley, guess what, my friend? I'm not going to let you walk away empty-handed. I'm going to make sure that we give you a bull sack. I promise.
Sweet.
You're a fierce competitor.
Yes, and hey, my buddy Chris from Mason County. Congrats, my friend. Ryder the Young, and tell him what he's got.
Dude, you just won a pair of Brett Young tickets for when he plays the Evergreen State Fair on August 27th.
What?
All right.
Congratulations, Chris.
Aww.
Thank you. Thank you. Mason County rules. My name is Chris, and I'm the one and only pride of Mason County, and I just kicked Tap County's butt on County Wars.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. All right. Round two of County Wars is on the way. It's going to go down at 8:40, and what are we giving away for that one?
We're giving away a pair of tickets to go see Jeff Dunham live September 20th at the Washington State Fair.
That's huge. Dude. That's awesome.
Make sure you are here at 8:40.
Play Fitz in the Mornings, County Wars. Weekday mornings at 6:40 and 8:40. Be the pride of your county. This is Fitz in the Morning on New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
We're getting word on Kenny Chesney's end. He's going to be debuting. We're just waiting on Kenny Chesney. So we're getting close. And hang on, let me just make sure everything is lined up. Okay, Ryder the Youngin'. Is he coming through on Skype chat right now?
Yeah, he's on Skype chat.
All right, the moment we've all been waiting for, Kenny Chesney, just a couple of seconds, when they give me the word, is going to be joining us live on Skype chat. And Kenny has picked the bull as the radio station to do the worldwide debut of his brand new song.
Clear? Yep, he's on.
Okay, he's up.
He's good.
Kenny Chesney on Skype chat. Oh, I see him. There he is. Sir, we are honored that you are here with us exclusively, and so many people want to know the story with you and Ed Sheeran getting together on this particular song.
I sat down with Ross Copperman and Ed Sheeran, two guys that I really, truly respect as songwriters. And we sat down one afternoon, and it was just a blast writing Tip of My Tongue. I had the idea written down for a while, but didn't really know where to take it, you know, because it is an authentic story in my life and an idea in my life about connection. The song, in a lot of ways, wrote itself. It really did, because it was just such a fun writing session with two guys that I really respect. I've written a lot of songs with Ross Copperman, but Ed and I have never written together. You know, we have a lot of similarities in our life and what we do for a living, but we never sat down in a room together to write a song, and Tip of My Tongue is the end result.
Kenny, it really is an amazing honor to have you here Skyping with me this morning to debut your song. Would you please get a little closer, step up to that mic right there in front of your computer, and debut your new song for all of Bull Nation.
Reset your preset to the new 98.9 The
Kenny,
Bull.
Kenny, Kenny, that's my line, man. That's my line.
He's in it.
I'm here as the guest DJ on the Bull.
Whoa, Kenny, just the song, just the song.
They asked me to set in and be the host for the day until there's a new Bull Morning Show.
Kenny, come on, my man. I love you very, very much. How about this? I'll do the show, and you can handle the music.
Hey, I'm Kenny Chesney. This is my new single, Tip of My Tongue, on 98.9 The Bull.
It's time for the good, the bad, and the gossip.
These are the Fitz Files. Grabbing gossip by the horns on New Country 98.9 The Bull.
All right, Drew is here. My name is Fitz. What's up? Claire is actually visiting family in Southern California, so Ryder the Youngin taking over the Fitz Files.
Could Beyonce be going to prison for life in Great Britain? That is the question.
Oh, my God.
My guess is probably not, but...
Did you say Beyonce possibly going to prison for life in Great Britain?
Yeah, so this is the thing. In Great Britain, it is completely illegal to touch anybody of royalty without them touching you first. And that's exactly what happened at the Lion King premiere when Meghan Markle walked up to Beyonce and said, oh my God, hello.
Oh no, and she did Beyonce, not touch the Merkel.
Oh, Beyonce embraced her in a hug.
How dare she?
But that rule applies to someone who just became royal like 2.5 weeks ago.
If you're royalty,
sure
you're
does.
Royalty.
She's
royalty,
just an American actress a month ago.
She is royalty. How dare you say that about the Merkel? You just can't go around touching the Merkel if you're not royalty.
She's not some magic unicorn. She's just a
kind of a magic unicorn.
Well, by the way, shouldn't there also be a rule that says you can't touch someone from Destiny's Child without permission too?
I think that exists too. So that, Beyonce's bodyguard enforces it.
The Queen Bee versus Queen Merkel, it clashes it out.
That's right. Merkel's just a duchess.
She's going to be okay.
She's going to be okay, I think. But if we ever go to war with Great Britain, they have a great reason to pick her up. And now it looks like Taylor Swift is getting some much-needed advice from her friend Kelly Clarkson after her whole library was bought up by Scooter Braun, Justin Bieber's, you know, manager.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, it turns out Kelly Clarkson had this great idea of just go through and re-record all of your old stuff, remaster it, put it back out there, and then have everybody buy that version
instead of the old stuff.
Because
it's
that
kind
way,
of it's kind of brilliant. And then, but the social media, a lot of people jumped on Taylor Swift's social media, and they're like, "Taylor, listen, that's your old stuff. You're beyond that now. Don't even worry about the stuff." But I think it's a brilliant idea.
So did he buy the publishing rights to those songs or just the original masters?
He bought the library of it.
He's got it all.
Because if he bought the publishing rights, even if she re-recorded them, she would have to kick down money to him anyway.
I don't know if he actually has the publication rights. I think that's all up in
the air. Yeah. The library includes everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. And now we're going back to the Old Town Road. That's right. Lil Nas X has released another remix, but this time it features Mason Ramsey, the Yodel Kid.
The little Walmart yodeling kid.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Check this out.
These are a few of its favorite things.
No, it's not. take that off, kid. I have no idea where that's playing from. That is so. Do you know where it's playing from? No, just stop what's playing. It's playing through somewhere in the board.
This may just be on loop for the rest of the day.
Okay, there. Here we go. These are a few. All right, here. Let's try this one. This'll work.
Here we go.
Here's a little Mason Ramsey.
Here's Mason Ramsey.
Okay.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Oh.
Wow, he's gotten a lot of attitude.
Yeah. Little punk's getting rude. Yeah.
I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride.
So that is all four of them. That is Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus, Mason Ramsey, and Young Thug coming together to do another remix of Old Town Road.
Mason Ramsey's hanging out with Young Thug or whatever his name is.
Yeah, that was a little weird. But no, Mason Ramsey actually killed it on that. I thought he was great.
He did good.
All right, you got the good, the bad, and the gossip. You got the Fitz Files.
Yeah, we're waking on. They ain't gonna steal me wrong. Well, yeah, we're waking on up.
Waking on up.
In the morning.
Waking on up.
With the Fits in the morning on my radio. Yeah, we're waking on up.
Waking on up.
With the Fits.
Waking on up.
The Fits is your favorite morning show.
Morning show.
Yeah.
7:04 right now. Fits in the morning. I had so much fun hanging out at the Lakewood Summerfest over the weekend with all of our P1s. Barry all day. Every day was there. Honey Bucket Corey was there. It was so cool. Ladies and gentlemen, today, a little bit later this afternoon, Blanco Brown is going to be with us in the Longhorn Lounge.
Here, in the studio, in the
right
building.
Right here, in the building. We're doing like a brand new video. We have people who have been submitting videos all weekend long of them doing the get up. So many people have been getting their horns up all weekend long doing the get up.
Oh. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
Something that we should all do on a daily basis, probably more, is practice gratitude. You know what I mean? The fact, you know, waking up and being able to be, to be conscious and to have life and to breathe and to be able to love and to be able to wake up and
to live in this nation.
Yeah,
with opportunity.
Wake up every day in America. You know, Somebody else who's really grateful is 8-year-old Zoe Figaro, who lives just outside San Diego. She's battling cancer. She was diagnosed with stage 4 neuroblastoma, which has to do with your nerve cells. But it's now in remission, and she recently had her final treatment. She also just had a birthday earlier this month, but she told her mom that she already had everything she needs. So she wanted to donate all of her gifts to the various hospitals that treated her so other kids could have them.
Oh,
wow. Isn't that something?
Zoe, okay?
I dreamed about this day, and for it to finally be here is just a dream come true for our entire family. She's a warrior, and I'm just so proud of her to get through this. So all the presents going to?
For?
More cancer kids.
Yeah, more cancer kids.
That is so wonderful, you know, for an 8-year-old to be so mature to donate all her gifts to other kids at various hospitals.
I'm so happy by Zoe turning 8, and this was her dream come true.
Oh. And, you know, neuroblastoma. A lot of you, if you've listened to me for a while, you know that I have a dear friend who was on the show and just lives right down the road, Jenna, my head of security. And Jenna had a little boy who had neuroblastoma. And that is such a tough one. I bring that up because Zoe, this sweet little child in the good stuff, had neuroblastoma. Yesterday, I was at the McDonald's. I was in Bellevue on 148th at that McDonald's right there across from that big, massive Mormon church on I-90, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I'm at the McDonald's, and when you go through McDonald's, you'll see this thing occasionally that says the Ronald McDonald House, right? Mm-hmm. And it's right by the window where if you get some change, there's a little place you could throw in your change. So I have seen firsthand what the Ronald McDonald House does for children. And it's absolutely one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. When I say they take care of everything for these little babies and their families, you guys, they handle everything. There's games in there for the kids, food for the families, TV and movies for the families, because they're already going through enough. They make sure that they just try to take as much worry off you as they possibly can. So Ronald McDonald House, you guys are unbelievable. I've seen it, what you do at Seattle Children's. It's just spectacular. And, you really get a lot of people through, you know, in their darkest, darkest times. And that is the good stuff.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
Previously on City versus Country.
Matt from Kent is on. Real quick, Matt from Kent, a quick description of you and what you do for a living.
My name is Matt, and I'm 6 foot. I have long hair. I'm pretty cool dude, if you ask me. And I do graphic design for my job. And I mean, I'm into aesthetic stuff, but I'm not just about looks, you know, more about personalities and vibes.
All right. So a couple of minutes ago, you had the chance to chat with our city girl, Amanda from Greenwood, and our country girl, Christina from Mukilteo. City girl Amanda, I'm going to give you 20 seconds to basically, try to convince Matt why you guys should connect this weekend.
Okay, well, you sound cool. You sound fun to hang out with, and people always tell me that they have fun with me, and I think that we would have a great time. I think what I describe is more of like a normal, fun date, and it would be fun to be outside, and I just think that we would get along really well, and we'd have a good time.
And country girl Christina from Mukilteo, 20 seconds. Go ahead, say whatever you want to Matt.
All right, here we go. Matt, I am tons of fun. I know how to bring out the adventure and people who don't realize they have adventure. We are going to go out. We're gonna shoot some clay. We're going to eat some meat. I mean, it's going to be so much fun.
Wow.
I'm independent, but I know how to treat my man.
Ooh.
Matt, all right, you got to make a decision. You have to choose a city date or a country date. Who are you going with today?
It's kind of a tough choice because both of you sound really nice and... You know, I'm not that into guns, so I've never really shot a gun.
We gotta learn to
But because I've also never done it before, it sounds like a fun context to do that in. Well, just based on curiosity and lack of experience, I'm gonna have to go country date on.
Oh! Oh!
He wasn't scared.
All right, and here we are now. Matt from Kent is on, and if you remember, he selected Christina, the country girl from Mukilteo. Hey, guys, I understand that you guys did meet over the weekend. Would you care to share what went down? Matt, how was it?
Well, it was a little bit quicker of a date than I had expected. I don't know if you could necessarily call it a date.
You sound a little upset.
Why don't you tell him what happened, Christina? Because I think you tell the story better.
Christina from Mukilteo, on Friday we heard that you guys were going to connect. Did you guys actually meet somewhere?
Well, I mean, yeah, we met somewhere. We met at the shooting range. But I wasn't impressed.
Okay.
So I saw him, and there's nothing against his looks. He's a good-looking guy. But he was very, very city for me. He was very just done up. I think his hair and his outfit was more done up than I am. Ooh. On like the best day, like going to a wedding.
He didn't wear like a suit, did he?
No, not a suit, but it, very coiffed. Oh. Very, okay. Very done.
Yeah, there you go.
I think
there you go. So you get,
like
get,
my
you
friend
know, you
from California,
for,
she called him a metro.
Occasion, and somebody wants to knock you down.
Oh, wait, hang on. Yeah. Hang on, start over, Matt. Matt, what'd you say?
I said, well, yeah, there you go. It's like, no good deed goes unpunished. You get dressed up because you want to impress somebody, and then they didn't want that. So what could I do about that?
Christina, what did you do? Did you just drive off? Did you guys even talk?
We chatted. I like rolled down my window and I noticed, you know, when he drove up next to my car, he had a Hillary 2016 sticker.
Oh,
that's not good for you, huh?
I want like a cowboy, you know, someone rugged. And he seems very...
More of a Republican.
Right. Someone like my daddy.
I do have to say, Christina had quite the firm handshake.
Oh my gosh! Dude!
Firmer than I've ever even experienced. So that was one thing she's got going for her. Just a real nice, firm handshake.
Ouch.
Well, we can't win them all.
Christina?
Yeah?
He said you had a firm handshake.
Well, I was raised on a farm.
And you're right. We're actually having a couple of cowboys right now texting us saying that they love a good country girl with a good handshake.
Yeah, someone says, I'd love to feel that shake.
Oh, easy. Well,
that's what I'm talking about.
Matt, when you messaged me over the weekend, you just said, dude, she just drove off when she saw me. And I felt bad about that.
That's not true.
Is that true? No?
It was like 5 minutes.
All right. Well, you know what? Sometimes things work out. Sometimes they don't. Thank you guys so much for being on City versus Country. Feel free to come back anytime and do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'd like
Can't
to
wait.
Know who those cowboys are on the other side.
All right. And if you want to be featured on City versus Country, send me a message right now. Just a message away. Facebook.com/followfits. In the subject, please make sure it says City versus Country.
It's the Hourly Bulletin.
On Fitz in the Morning.
On New Country. 98.9 The Bull.
7:33, here's Drew.
Man, this is a spooky story. Do you remember those cat deaths that were going on in Thurston County last year?
Like about the serial cat killers.
13
yes,
cats were found mutilated in various ways. And then it went quiet for a year. But then last month, another cat was found, kind of part of a cat, and they were going to investigate. We didn't know at the time if it was an animal thing or if a person done it. Well, now we've got information on it. This weekend, we found out from Thurston County Police that, in fact, they're sure a person did it. And here's what's really scary. Last year, those crimes went unsolved, but there was a $53,000
bounty
reward, I guess, offered for information on it. Well, the cat they found this time, last month, had part of the reward flyer on the body. Like, the person is taunting, teasing someone. They don't know for sure if it's the same person or a copycat, someone playing with it. But this is just twisted. Again, if you
somebody
know anything
sick
about
and
it.
Jacked up.
Yeah, contact the Thurston County Sheriff. They need to do something with that. Well, a Port Angeles driver took flight over the weekend while trying to flee police. The officer ran a plate on a Buick sitting in light on Pioneer Road in Port Angeles on Saturday. Found out that plate's registered to a Honda, not a Buick. So flipped on the lights. The driver takes off, blasting, speeding, running stoplights on Highway 101. Terrible stuff. But lost control, hit a stump, the car flew through the air before crashing down several yards away. They arrested the 22-year-old woman on the scene after medically clearing her. She had previous warrants.
I wanted to make a DeLorean joke, but...
No, in other news, she's being recruited by every speedway in the Great Northwest.
Fitz is back again. Fitz is back. Tell a friend.
Yes, I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Giving away a Black Max Cascade Cruiser. This thing is like the Tesla of bicycles.
Wow, wow.
This thing is pretty cool. Really is. Welcome to the show, 742. You might remember the past couple of weeks, I've been asking you to be on the Misfits. With the Z, the Misfits. You know,
that was the name of your gang?
That was the name of my gang. Because, as you know, Drew, I really got into, you know, Sons of Anarchy recently. Oh, I don't know, the past, what, 9-10 months? And I wanted to be a biker for a period of time, but you made fun of me because I've never really actually ridden a motorcycle.
Yeah, that's a really important step to being a biker, is actually sitting on a motorcycle.
It kind of has now.
Thank you for saying that, Ryder the Young.
You're right. That bicycle does have an electric motor, so it's a motorcycle.
You're right,
and that makes me what?
A motorcyclist.
A biker?
Okay. A biker.
You can say, to use those words, but
he's got his own MC now, too. He's got the whole Misfits and everything.
I'm the Misfits.
Going on.
I got my gang, man. So everybody who entered the code Misfits at 989thebull.com, first of all, thank you so much for being on my team, powered by Kitsap Tractor and Equipment. You know, we're the outsiders, the outcast, the fish out of water. That's the way we like it. So thank you for that. Now, I do know that Wingnut is also going to be giving away one of these bicycles. But
yeah, right at noon. He's giving away at high noon.
So everybody, thank you again for registering at 989thebull.com. Who's this?
This is Sharia.
Hi, Sharia.
Hi, Fitz.
My Sharia. Hey, Sharia, you want to hear something pretty cool?
What?
You won a Black Max Cascade Cruiser.
Woo! Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I am so excited.
I'm not even kidding. You should see this bicycle. It's the Tesla of bicycles. So if you get sick of pedaling, you just you do the throttle, and then you just accelerate. You don't have to do anything. It's really awesome, and it's yours.
Oh, that is so awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being on the Misfits. Are you a misfit in life? That's the way I like it.
Oh, of course.
See that? So I guess the next step is we're going to get this Black Max Cascade Cruiser to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe we should have Ryder the Young and bring it to your house and ride up in your front yard.
How cool would that be?
It'd be amazing.
Sharia, where are you from? Puyallup?
I am.
Ryder, looks like you're riding a bicycle to Puyallup.
I'm saying, look, I'm down. I just need a ride back. I can sit on the back of the bike.
This thing will take you all the way down 167.
Oh, yeah, hands down.
No problem. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you.
Oh, no, I love listening. I get on the road about 4:45 in the morning, so I'm an early listener.
Thank you.
And well, no, I truly enjoy the show. It's good.
Well, you've made our day, and I can't wait to get you this bicycle.
Oh, thank you so much.
If you're lucky, I might even roll up in my red, white, and blue Speedos on the bike.
With a brand new seat, too. Yeah.
And then I get the police called on me in Puyallup. Claire's out today. She's in Southern California. She'll be back tomorrow. She's visiting her great aunt Bernice. But I recorded a couple of drops from Claire. Actually, we took a couple of these drops from the show. I call it Claire 2.0.
Well, that's because you're 6'7".
Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just random Claire drops. What is that, Claire?
Fitz, what is wrong with you? Oh, man, I love Kenny Chesney.
Oh, that's good.
Hey. That's good.
35 or 36.
Ooh, what does that mean, Claire?
Could be a lot of things.
Yeah.
That would make an awesome Hallmark movie.
Yes, it would.
35 or 36 would make an awesome Hallmark movie.
It's time for the good, the bad, and the gossip.
These are the Fitz Files. Grabbing gossip by the horns. On New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
Is the Queen of England going to be locking away Beyonce in a deep, dark dungeon under the castle?
Oh my gosh, this is a very scary story, Ryder.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. She has the rights to, because in London, it's actually illegal to touch anybody of the royal family without their permission or them starting the touch. If they reach out for a hug for you, then yeah, it's totally fine.
So the other day when Beyonce met the Merkel, she reached out and touched the Duchess, and she wasn't allowed to. And
gave her a big ol' hug at the Lion King premiere without her even, like, you know, reaching out for a hug. So that's completely illegal over there.
But wouldn't her barrister say that when Meghan approached her and said, oh, I love you, that was her initiating that
No,
hug?
But because
she shouldn't have reached out and touched her.
You're not allowed to. The Queen walks up to plenty of people and goes, oh, hi, how are you? Very nice to meet you. Never touches them.
Right. How dare she?
But the Merc was a civilian like 15 minutes
ago. Doesn't matter. She's royalty now, Drew.
That's how it works. Yeah,
she's absolutely
married in.
She didn't have any royal blood in her veins.
She does now.
You don't know that.
She just made a royal baby.
That's true. That is true. She's a real mom.
Right. And it also looks like Taylor Swift is getting some much-needed advice from a very good friend, Kelly Clarkson. After she was talking about losing her entire library to Scooter Braun, who is the manager of Justin Bieber, because he bought her back catalog, Kelly Clarkson came up with the idea of, why don't you just re-release them in a new record and a new master? That way he doesn't have control over those songs.
And tell your fans to buy all the new stuff and forget about the old stuff?
Yeah, she said, I would do it just out of spite to prove a point to this guy. And but, I mean, it's a great point. I think Taylor Swift could be doing this soon.
Yeah, but it's not just about the money. She's got plenty of money.
It's not about the money.
It's about the ownership and the rights and your legacy.
Believe me.
And if she doesn't need more money.
And if she re-records them, then she owns
them. When people hit a certain level of money, they want more. I promise you it is all and always about that money.
I think that's terrible. Yeah.
And now...
Well, Drew, you know what? You don't have a Taylor Swift catalog.
Well, I also don't have any money.
Right. Okay.
It's a little bit of both. And now Mason Ramsey is joining the Old Town Road. That's right. Mason Ramsey and Young Thug join Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus on a new remix version.
And by the way, this is the little Walmart yodeling kid for everybody who doesn't know.
Kid, yeah.
And now he's hanging out with Young Thug and Lil Nas X.
And Billy Ray Cyrus.
Right. His life took a left turn.
And now
he's singing at Walmart.
And now he's spitting straight fire on Old Town Road.
What's happening?
Let's take a poll when he gets his first face tat.
Oh, probably next week.
All right, call us now. Do you like the new Mason Ramsey, Lil Nas X? Shoot us a text to 96459.
You got the good, the bad, and the gossip. You got the Fitz Files.
This is Green Gray Bob. Fitz is my son. I proudly serve my country with the Army Special Forces. We live in a land of the free because of our brave men and women, past and present. This is our troop salute.
And if I could begin by giving a special shout-out to the 2nd Striker Brigade Combat Team, 2nd Infantry Division Striker Static Display. No, wait. 2nd Striker Brigade Combat Team, 2nd Infantry Division. Troopers from the 8th Squadron, 1st U.S. Cavalry. Yeah, I get to hang out with them at the Lakewood Summerfest, and it was really unbelievable over the weekend. So much fun. Nice to meet everybody as the troop salutes continue. You know, I'm really starting to get some really good troop salutes sent in. And the one I have today is actually a follow-up salute. Morgan Hill is a P1 of the show, and she asked if she could salute her brother. Obviously, we welcome it, but this is actually not her first time, though. We salute Specialist Christopher Hill of the United States Army. Christopher served several years in the Army, including a tour in Afghanistan. Morgan says he's out right now and living a good life, taking care of his family like he always has. She says, quote, I guess that means he's technically a veteran, but I don't think of him that way. Morgan says that her brother is her best friend, and she could not be more proud of him. And that follow-up I mentioned earlier, that is because several years ago, Morgan asked me if she could salute her brother on my show back when he was still on active duty. And we've saluted Christopher before, and I think that that's really cool. We will always honor as many times as we need to. I love P1s like Morgan inviting us to be part of their military family tradition. And that's why today we salute Christopher Hill of the United States Army. And if you'd like to honor someone for our troop salute, past, present, or future, Drew, how easy is it for them to do just that?
So easy. Just go to Facebook.com/followfits. Direct message us. Tell us about your troop, and we would be thrilled to salute them for you.
And now,
here's my daddy.
It's time for your
Why Are You Kidding Me? Stories of the Day.
Very nervous about the What Are You Kidding Me stories today?
Nervous? Why would you be nervous about What Are You Kidding Me stories?
Because, you know, I work hard compiling over the weekend. I mean, I know y'all don't think I do, but I really do. While you guys had weekends, probably spending time with your friends and family and stuff, I was at home compiling.
So it's a performance nerve. You're hoping they go over well.
Oh, no. It's more of a... I just want people to know the work I put into compiling.
Okay. I'm sure it's noted. Everyone out there appreciates it.
I know they do.
Because where else would they learn about these things?
Out of Tennessee, It's a toilet bomb?
Oh, no.
Two guys got into a little argument outside of Nashville a couple days ago. One eventually went to use the toilet. The other guy claimed that he'd rigged it with a pressure-sensitive bomb, just like in the movie what? Drew? Remember in Lethal Weapon
2? Oh, Lethal Weapon, when Danny Glover's stuck on the toilet.
That's right! So check this out. Eventually, the bomb squad came to investigate, and 300 people in 90 homes nearby were evacuated. Guess what? No bomb.
Oh.
Well, not the kind they were looking for anyway.
Page two.
What? Are you kidding me?
Out of Pennsylvania. I'm from the future. 42-year-old man in Pennsylvania just tried to convince his neighbors. He was from the future last Wednesday. He said he had a time machine and that he'd come from the year 2019. He said he thought the current year was 2015.
You missed.
He was also driving drunk and had an outstanding warrant. And
Monty! Monty, it's me, Doc! Monty! You don't recognize me?
Future. I came here in a time machine that you invented. Look at my driver's license. Expires 1987. Look at my birthday, for crying out loud. I haven't even been born yet. I'm telling the truth. You gotta believe me.
Then tell me, future boy. Who's president of the United States in 1985?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan? The actor?
Wow. And here we are now in 2019.
Wow.
Can you imagine, you know, if you would have told somebody 25, 30 years ago, hey, you're not going to believe who's going to be the president of the United States in 2019.
Remember, the Simpsons called it back in, like,
did
98.
They really?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
They had an episode where you saw Donald Trump for president, and he's riding down the escalator.
He's, like, waving, and it matches exactly to an exact
what
picture of Donald
Trump.
What
year did the Simpsons come out with that?
It was, like, 98, I think.
You have got
so
to
they,
be
they
kidding.
Called it almost 20 years early.
What are you kidding me? If you're just tuning in, we need your help right now, P1s. Our listeners who set my show as the number one button on your preset. Reset that preset to 98.9. You make the call right now. My buddy Drew was in my neighborhood just a couple of days ago. It's on Saturday.
No, it was Friday.
Oh, was it Friday?
Mm-hmm.
And you see someone. Why don't you tell the world who you saw?
I saw my ex-wife walking her dog. And she lives in your neighborhood.
Drew saw his ex-wife walking her dog. And at that point, guess what my buddy Drew does when he sees the ex-wife walking his dog, walking her dog?
Dude, what did you do?
He says, I guess I'm just going to text my ex-wife.
You still have her number?
Yeah, well,
oh.
You guys, everyone has everyone's number they've ever had in your phone. You just keeps rolling over. I didn't know it was still
it's
a number.
True.
I thought, I'll see. I almost turned around because I was driving by, and I thought I could turn around, but I don't like awkward conversations.
How
so
dare
I didn't,
you?
I decided to keep driving, but I thought, you know what? What the heck? I will text her. No big deal.
Can we pause right there for just a moment? How long have you been in a relationship with your new girlfriend?
Going on 11 years, I think. Right. A little over 10.
Wow. She listens to the radio right now?
Which one?
Does she know? Does she know that you saw your old honey pants?
Of course.
Does she know that you sent honey pants a text message?
Yeah. I told her we texted.
That's
what
brave.
All right. By the way, you make the call. Did Drew make the wrong decision?
It would be worse if I tried to hide it. It would be worse if I made it like a secret thing. I said, wow, you'll never guess who I saw today. You never guess who I ran to.
Okay.
So we texted back and forth, caught up, because when I texted her, I haven't spoken to her in at least 8 or 9 years.
Right.
And so I texted out, hey, did I just see you walking your dog? And she wrote, is this Drew? Because she still had my number. I still had her number.
Sounds like she didn't have your number.
Whatever. You're making... No. So we got a little caught up.
And fell in love.
I'm just kidding, Drew.
No, I am in. I am thrilled with my current situation. I am thrilled with Jill.
Well, yeah, my God,
happy,
she's a
so,
fitness
so happy,
model.
And we click on all these different levels.
You don't have to tell us, Drew.
Yeah.
Why are you telling us for?
Well, she might be listening.
We love Jill. Every time that I've met Jill, she is amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
So
she has nothing to be worried about. But it is nice to catch up with people and see what happened. Like, the after effect. What happened after we got divorced all those years ago? Where are you now? What's going on? So that's what I was finding out.
Oh, so you want like a docu-series style, like, where are they now, but with your ex-wife? Like,
yeah.
Oh.
We even talked about potentially getting coffee one day.
Oh, man.
Will Jill be there?
My wife would never let me do that.
No.
No.
My wife would never let me do anything like that. Ever.
She has nothing to worry about.
Right. You know what this makes me think about for some reason? I don't know why. It makes me think about Garth Brooks. And there was a song called What She's Doing Now.
Oh.
What she's doing now is tearing me apart. It's kind of, is that what I'm hearing? It's
no,
like you're wondering what she was doing.
At all. I am not. I don't pine for her. I'm not trying to get back to it. It was just nice to catch up. It's a person that was important to my life at one point. I want to see what she's up to.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. All right.
That's it.
Well, right. That's it.
You make the call. Mm. Do you recognize this piano?
No. What is it?
50 Shades of something.
Oh, come on. That is.
Was it appropriate for Drew to like text his wife? Somebody said Fitz. Or somebody said, hey, yeah, Fitz. Let sleeping dogs lie. Don't stir up old feelings. This is what Drew is doing by texting her back and
stirring up feelings.
Trying to arrange a coffee date. All right. Let's go to Steph in Lakewood here. I was just there over the weekend. Hi, Steph. Steph.
Yes, I am.
Go ahead. You make the call. What do you think?
I think Drew, my friend, my pal, buddy, we need to talk about this. I don't think it's okay. And now that I know that you all are planning on meeting for coffee, I would like to know if your girlfriend knows about that and if she's okay and if she even wants to be there. I think, I don't know, now that you're in a new relationship and you've been together with her for 11 years, why do you still have your ex-wife in your contact list? Was your girlfriend okay with that? Did she know about it? I don't know, Drew. I think I need some context to her because I think I feel like you are in the wrong, buddy.
Drew, respond. Well, speak!
I appreciate that, Steph, but I've never really taken anybody out of my contacts list. I probably have every ex I've ever had in there, as long as, you know, how your phone just keeps rolling
why
next
would you
phone
do that?
List to the next
why
one.
Why would you do that?
Why would I take them out?
Why wouldn't you?
Because then you might get a weird call and you don't recognize the number. At least this way, if something comes in or a text, you know who it's from. Honestly, my girlfriend knows about it. There's not old feelings. Hmm. It's not a spark.
Why
I'm
coffee,
not trying
though?
To.
Why coffee? Why?
I don't know, because she's a person who I know. That's all.
Who you know?
Yeah.
You were married to her.
Right. A long, long time ago.
Ashley, it's Fitz. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't know. I'm a little nervous and getting a little angry, to be honest with you.
Whatever.
Oh, come on.
I don't think there's anything wrong with him having coffee with his ex-wife.
Thank you, Ashley.
Time brings clarity.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah,
and
that's a good,
that's
how a
good line. Ashley, you nailed it. You hit it on the head. I just want to see... what she's up to, what I'm up to. It's nice to speak to someone after 10 years have passed. It's like maturity. You know, we've all matured.
Somebody says Fitz. Drew has a good alibi to visit her. Fitz lives down the street.
Honestly, I always knew she lived in your neighborhood. I always wondered if I would ever see her there.
Yeah. Well, continue to sound off on this. Will you keep us updated on this?
I will, for sure.
Yeah.
Like when the coffee date is going to be coming and all that?
I don't even know if that's happening. Okay. Whatever.
It's time for County Wars. It's a battle of pride on this ride. The battle begins now. Fitz in the Morning. New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Let's get through it together. Back again, round two, County Wars. And Clara's taking a day off today. So, all right, Drew, I'm looking at the current record right now. What's it looking like?
Well, Pierce County's held the top for a minute with 6 wins, but everyone's hot on their tail. You got King County with 3, Snohomish with 2, Mason with 2, Grays Harbor County with 2, Skagit and Kitsap 1 apiece.
And Ryder the Youngin, what's today's prize?
We are giving them a pair of tickets to go see Jeff Dunham live September 20th at the Washington State Fair.
These are huge tickets.
Yeah.
Let's meet our competitors right now. Let's say hello to Michelle in Silverdale, representing Kitsap County. What's up, Michelle?
Not much. Just hanging out.
There you go. It's a beautiful day in Kitsap County. All right, and Bree from Graham, representing Pierce County. Hi, Bree.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Yes. How you doing?
Good. Doing good.
All right, I want to explain the rules to you right now. Best 2 out of 3 wins, and your buzzer is your name. So if you know it, say your name really, really loud, and you must let me finish the questions, okay?
Okay. All right.
Let's play County Wars. It really does pay to listen to the show and know the show. Which mega music star was just announced as the highest paid performer, but is also battling over the rights to her entire music catalog?
Bree. Taylor Swift.
No! That is correct, Bree. First point on the board.
Woo!
Woo!
All right, let's move on. What county is the Everett Boeing facility located in?
Michelle.
Michelle,
Jeez, no, I can't even think of it. Snohomish.
That is correct. Whoa. You thought of it.
That's awesome.
All right, we continue. It really does pay to listen to the show. In what town, just off I-5 north of Centralia, are police working to solve a decade-old cold case?
Bree. Everett?
No.
Michelle. Tenino.
Yeah! That is the right answer. Tenino's the one. Michelle.
Oh my God.
That point gets you the win.
Check out Kitsap County today. Ryder the Youngin. Tell Michelle what she's received.
Michelle, you just won a pair of tickets to go see Jeff Dunham live September 20th at the Washington State Fair.
Woohoo.
And Drew, tell everybody who Jeff Dunham is.
Jeff Dunham is the guy who has the massive array of the really detailed puppets, and he has all the characters laid out. He's hilarious. He's one of the top touring comedy acts out there right
he
now.
Is absolutely hilarious. Thank you all so much for playing with us today.
Thank you. My name is Michelle, and I'm the pride of Kitsap County, and I just kicked Kitsap County's butt on County Wars.
Yeah. Oh, that was a lot of fun. All right, we do it again tomorrow morning, 6:40, and what are we giving away?
A pair of tickets to go see Brett Young live August 27th at the Evergreen State Fair.
Yay.
Wow.
Play Fitz in the Mornings, County Wars. Weekday mornings at 6:40 and 8:40. Be the pride of your county. This is Fitz in the Morning on New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
You know what? Let's get through this week together. And the only way to do that, do you guys feel motivated today?
Oh, yeah.
Can anybody use a little Monday motivation?
Everyone can
use more.
Yeah. A little more?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, gonna motivate, abbreviate, yeah.
You know it's Monday motivation. We gonna give it to you right now. You know it's Monday motivation. Believe it, achieve it, believe it.
You got anything you want to send our way to motivate, to get the week going? Send it our way right now to 96459. Check this out. An arrow can only be shot by pulling it backward. So when life is dragging you back with difficulties, it means it's going to launch you into something great. Believe me, I know. And P1s, you know what I'm talking about. So just focus and keep aiming.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thanks, man.
That's deep.
Dig it.
Y'all dig?
Dig.
I dig right. it. You got to dig. It's deep.
Mm. Hey, Drew, what you got?
So this one is for our instant gratification society.
Okay.
The day you plant the seed is not the day you taste the fruit.
Oh.
You're saying that's just the beginning.
It's the very beginning.
It's the very beginning.
A lot of work between here and eating that fruit.
Ryder the Youngin, what you got for Monday Motivation?
All right, this one is a favorite of mine. Be mindful of the future, but not at the expense of the moment.
Mm. Live in the now.
Why
live in the now.
Jen.
In other words, get off your phone. Pay attention to what's
get
going on.
Get off your phone. Live in the moment.
Stop taking that picture.
Hang on. Let me check my Snapchat. Also, Made in the Shade, our assistant producer. Oh, you can't talk in the Shade, you got to be in the box. It would break the rule, Shade.
Shade.
Assistant
Shade,
producer Shade.
Shade.
Shade, you have some Monday motivation?
He's got some.
I do. It goes like a... Life is not about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning how to dance in the rain.
Oh! Oh!
Yes!
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Every storm runs out of rain. Remember
come
that guy?
Sing it, Ryder.
Remember that? Remember that country boy? Country boy Gary Allen, who used to be on the radio?
Absolutely.
Oh my God. Why did you take him off the radio?
We've got one of his songs still in there, I think. Watching airplanes, I think.
I'm just thinking about you watching airplanes. Hey, Wingnut.
Are we doing it justice?
Are you doing anything for Amazon Prime Day today, Wingnut?
I don't know. You know, I was looking at Ryder's screen. It's all littered with ads for everything. He's buying the world over here.
What are you getting, Ryder?
What are you going to buy?
Oh, my God. Well, okay. I got that new kitty, so I'm looking at cat toys, all that stuff. I'm getting a new chargers because he chewed through those.
Okay. I love that. You know what I love about Ryder the Youngin?
What?
25-year-old dude looking at cat toys.
I just love it.
26.
Oh, sorry.
You have a hard time convincing me that that plush Thor hammer is for the kitty. All right, that's for you.
His name is Thor.
It is Thor. He's a sweet, sensitive man.
Also, Wingnut, from what I understand, is it true that Blanco Brown is really going to be here today?
Crazy Blanco is coming in today, Fitz.
He's like on I-5 right now.
Yeah, he's on I-5 driving right now. He had a little trouble with directions because 405, they took a detour.
Does he not have GPS?
He's got GPS, and hopefully he's got more than one person in the car because he's in the HOV lane.
Just Blanco in a rental car.
So people are getting up in the Longhorn Lounge today, and we're going to do like our own get up challenge in the Longhorn Lounge today.
And thank you for everyone who submitted all their videos on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We've invited a bunch of those folks to come in and join.
I reached out to the Seagals. I said we needed a couple of line dancers as well for our video.
That's why Drew brought a bikini today. You're gonna dress
that
up.
Wasn't for me.
He brought his glitter pants.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny Drew is rocking a bikini. All right. All right, so Wingnut's coming up just a little bit. We got a big day today here at the Bowl.
It's huge, dude. Don't forget, 9:10, another splash of cash.
That's right.
$1,000.
Just a few minutes, right?
It's just a few minutes, yeah. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes.
Right. See you tomorrow, everybody. What are you doing, Drew?
Nothing.
You just give me hand signals.
Oh, okay.
He's
Drew's
directing
Mr.
traffic.
Hand signal.
Yeah, he's a hand signaler. I love him.
I should get you some of those orange things like they have at SeaTac.
The cones, yes.
We need those.
He looks like an umpire.
He does.
All right. Great show today, you guys. Great show. We'll see you mañana. My name's Fitz.
I'm Drew.
I'm Ryder the Youngin'.
It's Wingo.
Think big. Oh, Shade, go ahead.
I'm Shade.
Think big, because you're thinking anyway. And who's better than you?
No!